to that?
Well, you know, I think we allowed our D to have good up ice pressure, allowed them to keep a tight gap, and it just makes it tough for the other team to get any speed going up the ice. That's kind of the game we want to play, a quick transition, and try to spend as much time in their zone as we can.
Grinding it out on the power play that you did tonight, finally getting that one, is it a feeling of, you know, the confidence that you have, is it's inevitable if you get enough shots you're going to be able to get something like that going?
I think so. You know, I think we just have to take what the other teams give us. You know, we have one extra guy, and there's going to be something open. It's going to be a little bit different every night. The key is just to keep running our routes over and over again. Don't get frustrated. I think the best part about the power play tonight is we really didn't force anything. You know, whatever wasn't there, we didn't try to force it in there. We took what they gave us, and you know, we finally got rewarded.
We've heard you talk quite a bit about Kyle Connor, but goals in his first three games. What's he doing from what you can see to prepare himself to be able to contribute the way he has so far?
That was a tough one tonight. but the truth is, though, you know, you look at it and you say that's an easy one, but he's in the right spot. I mean, the reason that play happens is, you know, they're obviously trying to do a little wrinkle to take away some more of one-timer options, and he sneaks back door and he's wide open. The guy has to make a desperation play to get a little piece of it, and, you know, he's just open on the back door. So I think he's just a really smart player. Obviously, we saw once he got some confidence last year, the level he could play at. He's just so dynamic and so quick getting in and out of space that he's really, really tough to defend. So I think he came into camp. You know, I think he's been one of our top guys. You can tell, you know, the summer he worked on his game, got better, and can't tell you how exciting it is to play with a guy like that every day.
Does a younger guy have to pay any kind of price for stealing a sure goal away from a captain?
Oh man, I you know, I hope he gets 40 of those, honestly. Like I said, if he's not standing there, I don't make that play. The puck doesn't go in the net, right? So, yeah, it may look like he taps it on the goal line, but for me, that's his goal all the way because he's in the right spot.
He had that huge edge blanket shot through two periods, just a 2-1 lead. Was it hard to stay patient and remind yourself that this is fine?
I don't think so. You know, I've been through that a little bit last year. I think it's a spot where we got really comfortable in. And a lot of times last year we were able to extend that lead. You know, we did it in the first game as well. You know, they did a good job. They turned it on a little bit in the third period. We had some problems with their forecheck. Couldn't get pucks out clean. You know, you got to give them some credit sometimes too for stepping it up, trying to tie the game up.